Let me tell you about a product that I am using personally, and I really think this works. You know, beetroot juice has been used by Olympic athletes for its stamina-boosting effects, and studies show that it can increase athletic performance and stamina by 16%. So call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com, and you can get a 30-day supply free of this great product. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. 800-738-2198. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. The theme is inflammation, how it drives many diseases. And in part one, we offer three out of five of our practical solutions for reducing your level of overall inflammation and improving your health. We will proceed with number four, number five in our list of things that can help bring inflammation down with today's guest, Dr. Amay Shunney. And Dr. Shunney is a host of her own podcast, Green Tea and Honey. It's co-hosted by Chef Jenny Brewer. That's a good combo. It's a physician and a chef.
Yeah.
I do a little duet with our Hoffman Center nutritionist.
And, yeah, I noticed that.
Yep. And that's always great to wrap off of her because, you know, I've got some of the concepts and she's got the implementation in terms of what to eat. All right.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I figured out too, right? It's, I mean, people have to know how to integrate it into their diet or forget it.
Yeah, it's practical solutions, not just theory.
Yeah.
So let's focus on the stress response. You know, we're all really hammered by stress. A lot of people say, I have to get away from that stress. But that's not going to go away. I mean, your clients, my clients, patients, they, you know, they're living in the fast lane. And that's the reality of 21st century life. So what can you do to mitigate the effects of stress? You can't make stress go away.
No, I agree. And so how do we help people manage the stress that they have better? And I think part of it is to just have that simple conversation, you know, that you just said, which is, you know, help them understand that, you know, studies show that when we perceive ourselves as stressed, when we perceive ourselves, rate ourselves on scales as angry, as hostile, as depressed, as overwhelmed, that there's actually a correlation with CRP as an inflammatory marker in the body raising. And we have good reason to believe that those emotional states actually impact us physiologically, including by raising inflammatory markers. So there's a real connection here. Help people understand that, you know, help them understand that stress is good and bad, right? I mean, stress is just anything that the body has to manage and juggle. So it's kind of what we bring to it. And can we, in our highly scheduled lives, also begin to prioritize self-care regimen, which, you know, to me is the conversation that needs to be had. And yeah, maybe that will crowd out some of the millions of things that we have on our list of things to do. But, you know, if that's so, I think a better way to go about it that's more practical with people is to figure out self-care things to include instead of telling them what they have to take away, which we don't do well with. So what I often say to a patient is, okay, so can you think of three people in your life, three activities in your life, that when you do them or when you are experiencing time with those people, where you just really feel like you can be yourself, and whether that's you laughing, you crying, you can just be there and be nurtured and not have to just give, where you walk away from that activity or that encounter with that person and you just feel a little lighter because you just feel nourished, you just feel like you got fed. When you can identify those people, identify those practices. Now, how do we schedule and prioritize those things? Just like we get to the gym, just like we get good food on the table, because to me, you know, those experiences will go so far to help us manage our stress and communicate better so that we can be better caretakers in the world and be healthier too. So it's a win-win, but it's a real paradigm shift for people, and it's something that we need to discuss with them, and so why not in the doctor's office?
Well, it's like you need to create a menu of positive experiences. And for
yes.
some people, you know, leisure time is just collapsing. But actually, what we want is we want to create really positive, regenerative experiences. Sometimes I refer to that for me as a brain rinse. You know, sometimes I feel like sometimes I'm thinking so hard that steam's going to start coming out of, smoke's going to start coming out of my ears. And, you know, just sometimes I just need a, you know, meditation or in my case, reading a great book or seeing a really wonderful movie or play or, you know, having great conversation with someone who's, you know, really on your same wavelength. That can really be restorative.
I think the connection thing is really nice too, and I think we move at such a fast pace and in kind of our own work-home bubbles that sometimes we really don't connect, and especially with all these electronic devices that are where we're like quote-unquote connecting, and I just don't think that you can quite replace that and what it does to us physiologically, those chemicals that we bathe in when we're interacting and excited and laughing with another person. I think that's really important for our health.
And it's actually been shown scientifically to reduce those inflammatory markers that we're trying to tamp down. Oh, so let's move on to discussion of the anti-inflammatory supplements. You know, people want practical advice. They want to build a bulwark against inflammation. And hey, you know, guess what? There is a tendency as people age to move more towards an inflammatory state. So I think, you know, we can try all these natural ways of fighting inflammation, but I think supplements are really an important part of our defense against inflammation.
I do too. And, you know, I had mentioned earlier this whole concept of the omega-3 to omega-6 ratio and how really it is challenging for even those of us who work really hard to eat healthy. It's really hard for us to get enough omega-3 fats in our diet to balance the omega-6 fats in our diet. And that's because omega-6 fats are in really healthy food too, right? They're in nuts and seeds. They're in avocados. You know, lots of the things that I like to eat on a regular basis. So, you know, having adequate omega-3 in the body is so essential, you know, for cognitive function, for aches and pains, for musculoskeletal health, for heart health, and for inflammation, because downstream, those omega-3 fats get transformed in the body to anti-inflammatory chemicals. The other thing that I found very interesting the first time I actually saw it was that we need adequate omega-3s to resolve an acute inflammatory response properly. So, you know, when you cut your finger, stub your toe, and it gets swollen and it throbs and it hurts, I mean, these things are all happening for a reason. It's to, you know, localize the trauma, prevent infection from spreading, help you heal quickly. We want that inflammatory response, right? But we want all those inflammatory chemicals to rise up, and then we want them to come back down to baseline. And as it turns out, having adequate omega-3s make sure that that acute inflammatory response doesn't just become chronic, that it actually resolves. So, you know, having those omega-3s is so essential for inflammation, and I think that most of us need to supplement. And to do that, you either need a fish oil supplement or you need an algae oil supplement, because those are the only two places where you can get the long-chain EPA and DHA preformed.
And so there are levels and there are levels. I mean, for just an ordinary middle-aged person who's interested in prevention, that's one level. But then there are patients who have overt inflammatory diseases. I see a lot of patients with rheumatoid arthritis, with lupus, with ulcerative colitis, with Alzheimer's, which we now recognize as an inflammatory disorder. So how far do you go? I mean, I have some patients with a real acute inflammation going up to like 9 capsules a day. Do you use that in your practice?
It's true. Yeah, I do sometimes. You know, for me, how much do I need is a really complex question. I mean, one of it is, you know, what are the medical issues that person's dealing with? Another part is, what are they eating, right? What's the background diet and their age? Because you could pretty much assume that you need to increase what you're, you know, as you said, there's an aspect of inflammation that just increases with aging. So our need to supplement also increases with age. You know, I would say that like a young, healthy 20-year-old who doesn't have any health conditions is an optimal weight and is active and eats some fish and not much processed food can probably get away with about 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA combined each day.
That could be one capsule, right?
It could be one capsule or two. Again, I'm talking about EPA and DHA, not necessarily fish oil. I think it's really important that people read.
Let's talk about that distinction, because people, when you're reading a label on a fish oil, you know, what are some of the, you know, ways you can go wrong, because the capsule itself may weigh a gram, it's 1,000 milligrams, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're getting the active ingredients.
It's true. And I think fish oil labels can be very confusing in that way. And so, you know, what I try to talk to each of my patients about and even show them is, you know, to flip the label over. And what you really want to be looking at are the long-chain omega-3s, which are EPA and DHA. And you want to add those two numbers up, see what you get, see how many you have to take in order to get that much, you know, and then we can actually start talking about what the dose is. I mean, for most healthy adults, I'm going to do at least 2,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA daily, which, you know, for the most part, like, for instance, Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega, which is a product I really like, it's high potency, so it's 1,100 milligrams of EPA and DHA in two capsules. So I might suggest two capsules of that twice a day.
That's for maintenance, yeah, for, like, an average person.
Right. So then if they're coming in, if they're overweight, if they have inflammatory bowel disease, if they have dementia, if they have, you know, if they have cardiovascular risk, high triglycerides, right, we're going to start to go up. It starts to get high. When I get that high, if I'm going, like, say, 4,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA daily, which is the recommended dose for somebody with very high triglycerides.
That would be eight capsules approximately, seven or eight capsules.
Eight capsules, right. Yeah. But I often switch to a liquid.
Okay.
Because I just find it, first of all, I just find it so much easier, and it's, I think, better bang for your buck as well.
But the liquids, some people object to the taste or the flavor.
Don't like it. Yeah, they, you know, because you can get a good, clean, deodorized product that doesn't taste like fish, but what you can't take away is that it's an oil. And so a lot of people find that mouthfeel and that texture just not acceptable.
Right.
So, yeah, you can get up to a lot of pills.
What is the is there a new Norwegian Natural product that fits the bill for the liquids? Because some people also hate to swallow capsules.
Yeah, so Nordic Naturals, they've got.
I'm sorry, I call it.
You called it Norwegian, yeah.
Right.
The Nordic Naturals, they have a Ultimate Omega liquid, which has about 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA in one serving. And so, you know, I could get somebody doing two of those if I need to, or one and a half. And that's pretty easy for people to take. And the other thing about the oil is you can mix it into something. You can, like, mix it into a smoothie or mix it into something because it's absorbed really well with food. And that can be an easier way to take it, too.
Do the math for us. A teaspoon of oil contains how much EPA, DHA? Do you know?
For that particular, it's variable depending on the product and the type of fish used. It will vary.
Okay.
Which is why it's so important to, why you really have to do some label sleuthing, you know?
Right.
And yeah, because you can get what looks like a perfectly good fish oil product that has the right amount of fish oil, say 1,000 milligrams of fish oil. But if they're using, say, salmon, you're only going to have about 250 milligrams of EPA and DHA in that serving.
So salmon is this is actually something I didn't realize. Salmon is a less potent source of
than, say, anchovies or sardines.
Okay. And Nordic Naturals, they utilize what?
With Nordic Naturals, 48% of the product is Arctic cod. That's all the cod liver oil. And then the rest is sardines and anchovies that are from the South Pacific Ocean in Peru.
Yeah, when I tell people to get retail brands, I really like Nordic Naturals because I like their story. I think they're really committed to quality. And then, you know, there's a lot of concern these days, and sometimes you'll get conventional doctors dissuading people from taking fish oil because they'll say, well, you don't know where that comes from. You know, the oceans are polluted. You could be getting a lot of mercury. You could be getting a lot of PCBs and toxins. And I think that scares people off of fish oils. What's the, you know, is there an answer to that concern?
Yeah, I think the answer is that it's actually a much safer way to get omega-3s than eating your fish. I mean, certainly I think eating fish is wonderful. You get much more than omega-3 when you eat fish, right? You get protein and nutrients, but it is a product of the ocean. Which, you know, let's face it, means we're being exposed to whatever that fish was exposed to. The fish oil industry in this country, I personally think largely because Nordic Naturals has set the bar here, has excellent standards in the way in which these products are molecularly distilled and purified. Nordic is incredibly transparent with, you know, making available to anyone who wants to see the levels of mercury, dioxins, PCBs, radiation, oxidation in their oil. So it's actually an incredibly well-monitored industry, and the product is incredibly clean.
I think their headquarters is close to where you're based, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's in Watsonville. It's about, if you drive about 15 minutes from my office down the one towards Monterey. You're in this very beautiful area. You can see the ocean on one side and the cypress trees and the hills. And if you look to your left at just the right moment back behind the hills, it's like there's a little Norwegian fishing village. They've replicated. It's beautiful. It's a very cool little place that they've made. And it's, of course, you know, gold LEED certified, everything to the highest environmental standards. I mean, these guys just always, you know, dot their I's and cross their T's. It's pretty cool. It's a great company.
What if you're a vegan, you know, you're an mm-hmm. ethical vegan, and
sure.
or you have a revulsion about eating something that has a face?
Yes.
And so you want an alternative. Are the alternatives equivalent to actual fish oil?
The algae is, right? You know, if you're eating a plant-based omega-3, like, let's say, flaxseed, which has lots of great reasons to eat it, that's alpha-linolenic acid. And as it turns out, what we've learned in the last decade is that we only convert probably less than 1% of that short-chain omega-3 to those long-chain EPA and DHA. So we're, that's not a good, reliable source to get those fats, obviously. Algae, however, like fish, you can get the EPA and DHA preformed. I mean, that's where the fish get it, right? They eat the algae. It's not quite as potent, though. So, for instance, I said earlier that the Ultimate Omega, two capsules, was 1,100 milligrams of EPA and DHA. Nordic does make an algae omega, and you would have to do four capsules of the algae omega to get the 1,100 milligrams. So you have to take about twice as much to get the same EPA and DHA.
Right, so it's at more pills, but ultimately you
more pills, but it's just as good, and so it's a great alternative.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's move on to some of the other key anti-inflammatory nutrients. What are some of them that you would want to incorporate?
Sure. Well, one of them that I would bring up is, you know, you kind of brought it up earlier as well, is, you know, I've started really thinking about probiotics as an anti-inflammatory supplement because, again, when we have adequate beneficial bacteria in the gut, you know, that's the gate of our immune system, the entry point for our immune system. So that's impacting inflammation as well. And then we have this wonderful treasure trove of herbal medicine that we can use to decrease inflammation too. Certainly things like turmeric, boswellia is another one that I like a lot. You know, some of the spices that I mentioned earlier, ginger and garlic, I often also give in herbal form to get kind of more therapeutic content. Bromelain, which is an extract from pineapple, and then of course some of the bioflavonoids, things like quercetin, for instance. Those are really wonderful.
Grapeseed or pycnogenol. These are other bioflavonoids.
Oh yes,
too.
Those are pycnogenol is another one I like a lot. Pine bark extract. You know, there's and for me clinically, you know, I might you know like I tend to use quercetin more with allergies, and I use pycnogenol a lot, you know, with both autoimmune and women's health issues. And, you know, there's certain ones that I tend to grab a little more for certain conditions, unlike, say, fish oil or probiotics, which I'm kind of, frankly, grabbing for most people.
That's a general supplement, so that should be incorporated in virtually everyone's program.
Pretty much. I'm a less is more girl when it comes to supplements, but, you know, probiotic, omega-3s, vitamin D, I feel like these are things that the vast majority of us really need.
And vitamin D actually turns out may have anti-inflammatory properties as well.
Absolutely. It was described to me once as the cap on inflammation, and so you want vitamin D to be adequate because it actually helps to modulate inflammation and keep it at bay. So that's and the great thing about vitamin D is we can definitely test for that one and actually monitor the way we supplement it.
So there you go. The 5 points are eat an anti-inflammatory diet, get moving, increase your activity level, get adequate sleep, include activities that calm down your stress response, and then use those targeted anti-inflammatory supplements, and then you can get the better of inflammation.
Yeah, I mean, we really do have a lot of control over this one, which is really good news in a medical world that often feels like we don't have a lot of control over what's going on. But I think, you know, the more and more we understand that the inflammation is a piece of the puzzle for so many different conditions, this gives us a really, a really grounded foundation of dietary and lifestyle factors that we can control to really focus on for our health. And I know that for some people, they think it sounds too simple, but I think this is really important medicine.
So what's today's Intelligent Medicine call to action? We've got information about you at, please give out the website.
www.drshunney.com or visit me on Facebook at Dr. M.A. Gould Shunney.
And they can follow your podcast?
They can follow the podcast as well, Green Tea and Honey. You can download it for free through iTunes.
And also, I noticed that Nordic Naturals is making available a free offer, a free sample offer.
Right. So we talked a lot about Nordic Naturals today, and their website is really dynamite. If you have any more questions about the health benefits of omega-3s and the importance of correcting the omega-3 deficiency, so that's www.nordicnaturals.com, and there is an area there to get a free sample, and you can just click on that, and you can give it a try.
NordicNaturals.com, and then you can they're available at virtually all the major health food stores and retailers. And as a consumer brand, as a retail brand, I really think you can't go wrong with them.
Yeah, so, I agree.
Yeah, so I want to thank you very much. I think you really laid it out for our listeners. The subject is vital because inflammation is such a key part of why people go downhill in America. We've got a failing healthcare system. Mm-hmm. When it comes to, there are miracles, and, if you need orthopedic surgery, there's nothing like, go to hospital
Absolutely.
For special surgery, and you'll get, fabulous orthopedic surgery, and you'll get a new knee, a new hip. If you have a heart attack, go to a high-tech medical center, and they'll save your life. Mm-hmm. But 60% of Americans suffer from chronic degenerative disorders.
Right.
And we're not doing so well with those. And if we get a handle on inflammation, we could do a lot to alleviate this burden of disease. So, just practical lifestyle changes, things that people can empower themselves to undertake, doesn't require heavy-duty medical intervention or expensive medical therapy to undertake these measures.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. It's when we have a disease care system, not a healthcare system at this point, and these are the kinds of things that we need to be talking about more. And it's shows like yours that kind of put the power back into we all have to be our own advocates in this regard, because not all of our doctors are talking about this stuff. Those of us who are seeing people clinically, it falls to us to be figuring out how to have the time in our practices to have these conversations, because this is how we're going to really make a difference.
Well, with the educational mission that both of us are undertaking, I think we're reaching a lot of people. So thank you
Yay.
Very much for joining us.
Thanks. It was great to be back.
Dr. M.A. Shunney. From Santa Cruz, California. Thanks a lot for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.